Hello, my name is Opal Singleton. I'm the president of Million Kids. This is called Million Kids Insiders Alert. And this particular subject we're covering today is about gang trafficking. The headline on this article is 9 alleged Blood members indicted for operating a sex trafficking ring in the Bronx out of motels. So you say, what happens in New York? What does that have to do with me? Well, everything. Because we can learn from each of these cases. We've had many cases of gang trafficking here on the West Coast. We've had the Dog Pound Gang and the Bulldog Gang and the Tycoon Gang and the Crips Gangs. So what you will see is that gangs use these incomes as a way of gaining a lot of money and then doing money laundering. In this case, there were 9 of them, okay? So this is definitely organized crime. This is a RICO-style case. They're actually looking for several more, and it is not uncommon to have a large number of participants in a gang trafficking case. By the way, that is one reason why it takes so long for law enforcement to bring it to prosecution, is because you get a lead, you start to follow it, but they move the girls around. They move them from county to county to county, and you're trying to find out who's in charge and how far up the ladder this goes. Is it just a local gang? Is it part of a large-scale cartel? You don't know to start to infiltrate, do all the undercover operations that you can do in order to be able to get one of these cases. So they don't go quickly. They take time to be able to find all the participants. So we have organized crime going on here. They operated out of several hotels and motels. Now that kind of piqued my interest. I saw some of the photos of some of the hotels. These are not exactly no-tell motel, but they're not the big upscale ones either. They also did a lot of out calls. So what am I talking about? In sex trafficking, you have in calls and out calls. In calls, they put a girl in a motel, and then they set her up with dates, and people show up and have dates in that motel. Out calls usually require and charge a lot more money because the girl is being placed, or girls are being placed, in an environment where there's no control. And you don't know what's going on in there. You don't know what kind of fetishes this guy wants and what kind of demands he's going to make. How easy is it going to be for her to escape? So they usually charge more for out calls. Now, it said in the article that the women were told what kind of sex acts they would provide. Whenever we work in these kinds of cases, a Million Kids serves as a training and outreach coordinator for the Human Trafficking Task Force. Now, since Backpage has been taken down, we don't do so much of this, but in the past we have, where we would go in and look at the various sex ads, and we would look for certain kinds of triggers that would let us know that this might be trafficking. We don't do that much anymore. Backpage has gone out of business, and it's now been taken over by offshore sex ad providers. And these are really, really raunchy. It is a great way to get a virus infected into your computer, although we have specialized virus software because of what we do. But we would look for ads like, I will do what others won't do. As nasty as it gets, nothing I won't try. I love fetishes. What's that tell you? That tells you her pimp does not care what that girl is going to have to go through as long as he can charge a lot more money. And so that's what was really happening here, is these girls were being horribly brutalized, not only by the gang themselves, but by the customer on there. They use social media to recruit. You'll hear Million Kids doing a massive amount of education to teenagers. This is why we're making this documentary, because these guys, I looked at their ages, they are about 18 to 31 years old. So they put some gorgeous 22-year-old hunk on there with the idea of attracting a 14-year-old girl from the Bronx who probably has no father, has no real solid home life. And then what they will do is start to look like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And this guy's like all powerful in a gang, and he's going to take care of her. And, you know, he brings her in and fills that hole in her heart, just sucks it up immediately, and she gets that fantasy relationship. And usually gang trafficking will start with that boyfriend-girlfriend recruitment where, hey, baby, I just need you to help me out here. I'm about to get a job. I'm a little short of cash. Help me pay the rent, you know? And you're going to be my mama, and we're going to be good together in this gang. That's how it starts. And very quickly, she may get sexed in by the whole gang. That means her boyfriend will stand there while the entire gang runs a train on her and everybody watches. And he goes off to get another girl, and she belongs to the gang. At that point, it is all about being damaged goods. They photograph this, they humiliate her, they change her, they show her the photos, they tell her that she can never again go back to the life that she had. That she belongs to the gang, and this gets brutal. I've seen cases where girls not even allowed to go to the bathroom unless her pimp or someone tells her she can. It is about destroying that sense of self-worth. And then the threats begin after that. It's, you know, you're going to do this or I'm going to kill your family. And if you ever hear that from a survivor, you need to believe that, or from a victim. Not only will they kill them, they will photograph it and watch it if you do that. They will threaten to harm her family. They will tell her that if she ever tries to get away, she will kill anybody who tries to help them get out of the life, that they will kill them. So once you're in this, then in this case, they began to drug them. This is important because when you and I look at a girl and we see her using drugs, you say, why don't you get off that? Why don't you change your life? We cannot use that criteria in these cases. These girls are often injected. They're given a string of drugs so that they're hooked on them and they have to continue to turn tricks in order to get more drugs. So it goes from social media and a boyfriend into now you belong to a gang. I had a case that I saw up north, and this girl was 14 years old, and we just trained the law enforcement there, and they had picked up a 44-year-old guy who is one nasty piece of work, okay? And somebody saw that article, and they said, why is that beautiful 14-year-old girl with this 44-year-old creep? I mean, just a nasty creep, okay? She didn't choose that. She started out on the dating side with the boyfriend, and then she gets in where she's sexed in. She belongs to a gang, and gangs will treat you from gang to gang to gang. And then the next thing you know, you belong to a gorilla pimp, I can't even say it, and you can't get free. And so she never chose to be with that guy. She's been traded over and over. This is why it is so important for law enforcement to understand gang trafficking, because they will trade you from this county to that county. We had a case out here, started out from Madeira, she went to Riverside, she went to Ventura, she went to Bakersfield, Fresno, and being traded around, and law enforcement is running to catch up because there's multiple pimps, multiple players, multiple victims being moved around and around and being kept undercover and threatening their families so that they won't cooperate. They took photos of these girls and they advertise them online. They make the girls see the photos and let them know that they can never be free again. And then they start to place them out in ads. Sometimes they will place the same ads in multiple cities and send out the next available girls. They will use this also for blackmailing, so the victim is so psychologically, brainwashed, I can't come up with the word, that they can't bring themselves to have the strength or overcome the fear. I've seen these where the girls will actually get arrested, and then they will send in a bottom girl that's part of the gang, and they'll send them right into the safe houses to recruit these girls back to say, you're not even safe in a safe house. We are going to take you out here. Many of these victims were beaten, punched, slapped, and thrown to the ground. The brutality in this kind of trafficking is literally life-threatening. You know, I've seen them burned with an iron. I've burned with a cigarette. I've seen them electrocuted where they wire up the vagina, turn them on the shower, and hit them with a taser. This is life-threatening. That is why a girl does not try to get out of this. Note, in gang trafficking, the victims, as I said, are often traded. And so you have to work these cases very quickly because they may be in this area today, but they may be traded to another city tomorrow to make it difficult for law enforcement. So what is the solution and what have we learned from this? I've told you some really traumatic stuff here. First of all, the thing I would tell you is take a deep breath, decompress, go out, go for a walk, go dancing. Maybe if it's happy hour, have a drink, but not too much, okay? But my point is, let this go. What are the solutions? The number one solution is what Million Kids does, okay? Prevention and intervention. To educate so that kids understand how this works and they don't get sucked in. And that school counselors and officials, licensed family therapists, parents, grandparents get it. And they understand why kids should not be on those dating sites and not be in some of those video game chat rooms unless you're there with them. And that you can have these discussions about how this works. Is this traumatic? Yes. But talking about it and understanding it and preventing it is a lot better than living through it. And that is the work of Million Kids, by the way. If you want to support our work, you can do that at millionkids.org. The next solution is victim services. These kids, these victims' lives will never be the same. If you're caught up in gang trafficking, your life will never be the same. Never. However, you can come out of it. You can go through a lot of therapy, that informed trauma care, but the first thing you need is safe haven. You need to be removed from the area where these gangs are because they'll come after you. If they can track you down, they will come after you. Once you've been involved in gang trafficking, your life will change forever. You need a great safe house, somebody like CASA or Operation Safe House, Run to Rescue. And then those long-term safe houses here in Riverside, Rebirth Homes is a great one, where they can go in and keep you for up to 2 years, where you can totally rebuild the foundation of your life. You have medical needs, severe medical needs. You have psychological needs. You have physical needs. You have safe haven needs. You need to be removed from where the danger is. You need to somebody that can help you get through a court system. Get the arrests off your records, help you with your tattoos, help you with your medical things, help you financially, help you get retrained so that you can have a profession and educate and support yourself. Gang trafficking is some of the most vile, awful kinds of situations on earth. And that's why I talk about it. It's hard to talk about it, but it is even harder if you're a victim of it. So pay attention. Thank you for listening to Million Kids Insider Alert. I hope this has been helpful, that you'll share it with everyone you know. Get people to go to millionkids.org and sign up for it. We used to do this on Facebook. We had over 14,000 people that we worked with on Facebook, but Facebook took us off the air. They apparently didn't like our politics. I don't know. I thought we were changing lives and doing good, but apparently the Facebook folks don't agree with that. So we are taking this education program in-house. Go to millionkids.org, sign up for Million Kids Insider Alert, and we'll be analyzing a lot more of these cases. Thank you for following Million Kids. If you have it in your heart to support and donate our work, to our work, we'd appreciate it. Go to millionkids.org, hit the donate button, text to donate, or if you're old-fashioned, send us a check. The address is on the website. Thank you for listening. Please share it with everyone you know. We are going to take this on and say never again should another child or adult go through this kind of trafficking. Thank you.